I'm first day of mini camp in the books. It's good to be able to get out there and compete with the guys. It's been a good spring. Guys have been flying around, learning how to compete, practice with each other, getting back to the fundamentals, basics of football, just doing some of the things we do well. So we're going to make sure we take advantage of these next 2 days and make the most of them.
Teddy, Coach Zimmer says you're throwing the deep ball better. Do you agree with that? And what have you done to, if so, what have you done to improve your deep ball throwing?
I think we're just doing a good job of executing the offense and doing what's asked of us. And we spent some time, trying to find ways to, push the ball down the field and things like that. And our guys are doing a great job of just, stretching the field, getting spaced up. And they're making my job easy. I could throw it to the spot and just give those guys a chance. We say that's what it's all about, just being able to give those guys a chance to go out there and make plays and compete for the football. So, so far this spring, I think we've been doing a pretty good job with that. There's still room for improvement. Like I said, we have 2 days left, so we can still improve over these next 2 days.
Is there any difference there with your throwing mechanics that may be playing a role in that?
It's just finishing throws. Put the tape on last year, and there are a bunch of throws where, I probably wasn't finishing the throws, following through and things like that. Would cause the ball to sail and things like that. So Coach Staff has just been doing a great job of just working with the quarterbacks. And, we've been pushing ourselves each day.
Teddy, did you add some muscle over the offseason? You look like you bulked up a little bit.
I probably did. Like I said, when I first saw you guys this spring, it's been a freak show in the weight room. Sean, Taylor, Joel, and I, we've just been pounding the weights, making sure we do the little things to take care of bodies, to build up stamina, endurance, to be able to throw the ball all spring and also get our bodies ready for this upcoming season.
There's been a lot of talk about Cordero and how much better he looks. What have you seen from him so far?
Just from sitting back there throwing the ball to him, he's looked good. And, Cordero, he's a guy who works extremely hard. And every day he comes to work, he has one mentality, and that's to get better. And we've all been seeing it. I can't sit up here and judge players. That's not my job. But from just completing the football to him, throwing routes on air, and just watching him detail his work, I've been pretty impressed.
Teddy, how different is the offense from last year?
We're not different at all. We added a couple pieces, up front, different things like that, but we're doing the same things that we've been doing. We're just trying to perfect those things.
How does it feel like to be the leader, and this is your offense, and now that it's the third year instead of the first in terms of owning the huddle?
Man, that's great. You walk in that huddle, and all 10 guys' eyes are on you, it's silent. And talk about having total control. I love it. And I've been able to sit back and watch Chad Greenway, the way he leads the defense, Brian Robinson, Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph. And those guys have command when they walk in those huddles. And it's the same on the offensive side of the ball. Sully may be talking before I get in the huddle, talking to the linemen and things like that. CJ may be talking to the wide receivers. Adrian in the backs and tight ends may be talking. But when I step foot in that huddle, it's all silent. And they're all tuned in. And that's one thing that I like about these guys. We all follow each other. We have great leaders on this team.
Teddy, obviously there's no contact in these workouts, but what have you seen from Laquan just in his, maybe his ability to help you guys out on some of these intermediate throws over the middle, whether it's skinny posts or square ends?
Like I said, I'm not qualified to judge players and things like that, but, Laquan's coming along well. We drafted him in the first round for a reason. You put the tape on and watch him throughout his college career, and he's making big plays. He's doing great things across the middle for his quarterback. So, I'm excited to have him in that room. Those guys are excited to have him, and they're all going to just continue to push each other, try to elevate each other's games.
With all the people saying that Teddy Bridgewater is going to take a big step in year three, is that putting in any extra pressure on you or anything like that?
Not at all. For one, I pay no attention to what's been said outside of these walls. The only thing that matters is what my coaching staff tells me, what Rick Spielman wants me to do and what the owners say. So, we know that on pen and paper you can't win football games. We have to continue to work. Like I said, we have 2 days left of minicamp. We want to continue to just build and build and get better so that we can, go into this summer feeling good about ourselves and come back into training camp with the right mindset.
seems like you and Kyle developed a better rapport towards the end of last season. How are you feeling working with him this spring?
I love Kyle. He's a great player, and he's a even better person. You know, he's reliable on and off the football field. He's a guy you can call and be like, hey, Kyle, do you mind coming out to one of my events? And he won't hesitate to say yes. So, you know, Kyle, he's a great guy. He's great in the locker room with the guys and, you know, on the football field. He's always in the right place at the right time. Whenever we're not in together on a playing field, we're on the sidelines talking about different things that we can improve on. So I consider him another quarterback because how smart he is. He understands the game. He understands what the coaching staff wants us to do. And he wants to know where the ball is going. So he's studying the plays as if he was a quarterback. And, you know, that's the type of player that you want on your team.
What do you think it was towards the end of last season that helped you guys start to click a little bit better?
You know, it's just the trust. And I think about it, my first year, I think Kyle was a little banged up. And then last year, we started off a little slow. But as we continue to trust each other, I remember Coach Zimmer coming up to me and telling me, hey, you know, trust Kyle. You know, trust him a little more. And hearing those words, you know, it just told me to, you know, understand what the coaching staff is asking of me and just continue to build trust in Kyle. And he's been coming through for us.
What will you do between now and training camp after training camp?
You know, I'll probably get together with the guys again, have another Teddy Two Glove Passing Academy, something like that. That's what the guys call it. But we'll probably get together again, work out, spend some time with my family. And that's about it. And over these next couple weeks, there's no time to, you know, take a step back. We know that training camp is right around the corner, so I'm going to continue to just prepare myself physically and mentally so that when July 28 comes, I'm ready to go.
With Zimmer from day one together, how would you say the team imitates his personality the most?
This team works, and that's what Coach Zimmer wants. He wants a tough football team, and this team is very tough. Even though there is not any contact going on right now, you just see the guys, the way they work in the weight room, the way they work out on the football field in individual periods. You know, it's a team that has the mindset of a head coach that wants them to be tough, and I'm glad to be a part of this team.
Back to the weight thing quick. Is there a certain number you think you'd like to play at that you're most effective at?
No. You know, I'll get with the strength staff and see where they want me to play at. But for the most part, I'm just going to, you know, do the little things to prepare my body for this upcoming season.
This Teddy Two Glove Passing Academy, you're thinking about maybe T-shirts, hats, do some marketing on this?
Yeah, I have to do something. You know, get the two gloves. I have to call my guy Obadiah, you know, to make a song or something, introduction song for it. But I don't know. You know, it's something the guys make up. You know, we just love when we can get together and we all just take ownership, you know, when the coaching staff isn't there because we're the coaches on the field. So we coach each other up, and you know, I can't wait to get with the guys again this summer.
Take back when you were your rookie season when you were talking about watching all the veteran defensive players taking control of their huddles. Did you ever go up and ask them for advice or anything like that, or was it all kind of just watch from afar?
You know, it was both. You know, I think my rookie year, my locker was next to Limbaugh Joseph, and every day I used to just talk to him and just pick his brain and things like that. And then Everson Griffin's another guy who I talked to, and you know, you watch those guys every play. You know, those guys, they never take plays off. You know, they're going extremely hard. You know, they're vocal guys. They have that mindset that they're the best in the league at what they do. So just watching those guys, the way they compete, the way they prepare before games, you know, it just motivates me to, you know, be like those guys.
Anything that they told you specifically that really stood out to you?
You know, there's so many things that I've been told over the past 2 years from these guys, and you know, I just soak it all in. I'm like a sponge. You know, whenever someone's talking, you know, I don't say much. You know, I just sit back, listen to what they're saying, and then, you know, copy and paste it to my leadership.